Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, I just saw this. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued an order just moments ago prohibiting vaccine passports in Texas. All right, so we got two states doing that now. All right, State Representative Martina White is also the head of the GOP in Philadelphia. And I believe it's five representatives, female Republicans, came together to say a simple thing that I've been saying, girls, girls, sports. It's being called a hate speech thing. Or a hate crime, potential hate crime. Suicides can result from this. The way it's billed, they're just trying to stop transgendered people. Let's see what Representative Martina White has to say. Hey, Martina, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I'm so glad it's five females engaged in this. That's smart because, you know, already the spokesperson for Governor Wolf saying, well, this is a hate thing. And he, of course, will veto it. What are you trying to do?
Look, we're just trying to make sports fair, especially for our female athletes in Pennsylvania. I know it's been a nationwide issue. You know, we're just trying to make sure that our young women are able to compete fairly and that they don't have to compete against biological males who have a lot of physical advantages over them. They're stronger. They have higher bone density. They're typically have a lot more force and power. And so we just want to make sure that our young women, that they are safe when they're out on the field and that they can compete fairly.
So let's categorize, though, by definition. What are you looking to do? Suppose we have somebody who's taken hormone treatment, but or is it at birth? What you are at birth, is that what the standard is?
Correct. So a biological male, you know, just as science has determined at birth, that that is what you are. If you are a biological male, then you would compete against other biological males. And for biological females, it would be just the same.
So take us inside, Martina. I'm sure most Republicans are supporting this, some Democrats from other parts of the state. But even some of the Democrats outside Philadelphia, what's the motivation? I'm not saying it's just phony. How have they come to think that stopping females from scholarship, from achievement. We've talked to world-class females in Connecticut, one whose dad is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and she's really good. She set records as a freshman. She can't compete against these two males who are only ranked 27th and 28th when they run against men in a 100-yard dash because you're right. There is such a natural advantage. It's almost impossible to overcome. So what's the motivation, say, there in Harrisburg when the debate starts? Why is this such an issue with Democrats?
You know, I really can't seem to figure it out myself. I mean, you have Martina Navratilova, a very high-profile tennis player, very successful in her career, and even an advocate for the LGBT community who has been advocating for just exactly what we are advocating for here in Harrisburg as, you know, the number of members who are sponsoring this bill, each of us, each member, we all participated in athletics when we played in high school and college, and we understand what it takes to be competitive and how it's impacted our lives in a positive way. And so I'm not really sure what their thought process is. I mean, we really want it to be fair for all the players, and we don't exclude anyone. We want everyone to be able to participate in athletics, and we want them to do so in a safe and fair way. And that's what this legislation would do.
Well, what about the other argument they make? And this is constant. They say this is a solution in search of a problem. I'm sure you hear that every time Republicans bring something up. They say it's pretty rare that this happens. What's the response to that?
Look, I think any one young female athlete who is disenfranchised and basically replaced by a biological male on the field and stripped of the opportunity to participate in athletics, that's an issue for me, and I think that's a concern for mothers out there and fathers who are trying to look out for their daughters, and they want to make sure that they are not going to wind up in a position where they maybe have a high school freshman female who's like 90 pounds and they're going up against a biological male who's like 200 pounds. And, you know, it's about the fairness of it. And I think that's really where the conversation has to be. I'm personally fine if a transgender athlete wanted to play on the field with me, as long as they were the same biological sex as me, because I think that that's what the physiology and the biology says. And it would make it safer and fairer for everyone on the field.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I can't emphasize, my sisters all were big sports, college level, et cetera. I can't emphasize that development the last 25 years of female sports. Everybody knows that. Why in the world would we want to fool around with something that has given females the same thing that men had for hundreds of years, all the lessons and all that you take from this? I don't know what I would tell a daughter, Martina, who had a run against one of these guys. One female beat one of them recently, and the crowd went wild in it. And people don't get it. It's not just football. It's the 100-yard dash. You can't win against a pretty good male runner. You just can't.
And the thing of it is, Dom, is that the Title IX was passed by Congress in 1972 to help protect women, because they knew back then, they understood that even when height, size, weight, when all those things are equal, males automatically, because of their biology, are stronger and generate more explosive force. So if males and females are forced to compete against each other, which is what the president, Biden, has done with his executive order, I think that the physical safety of females is truly at risk. And that's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent injuries. We're trying to make sure that, again, that there's a fair and safe way for athletes to compete.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you as always. Thanks for popping in today.
Thank you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!